first date follow-up.
Jill is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she met a guy named Ben. Well, Ben isn't calling Jill back, and she doesn't know why. Apparently, they met while they were out with separate groups of friends. You know how that goes. Groups of friends are out, they're partying, and then one person locks eyes with the other person's friend group, and then they just kind of both disappear, and then everybody's like, where did Jill go? Where did Ben go? I don't know. And then they're over by, they're dancing.
Oh.
That's how they at least started to meet. Jill, thank you very much for your email. I'm sorry they're not getting a call back from Ben. Before we get into your actual date, how long has it been since you guys went out?
It's been a week.
And how many times have you tried to get a hold of him in that week?
I don't know, like a few. I really want to know what I did wrong.
Okay. All right. So let's find out just the basics then about Ben. What are the basics of Ben?
I mean, he seems like really nice. You know, we met at a local bar. So like, I don't know, I went out with my friends and he was there with his friends.
Which one of you came up to who and started talking first?
He did, which like I was really happy about because I definitely liked the way he looked, you know?
All okay. Right. After meeting there, he asked you out, or this is the date you're talking about?
Like, yeah, pretty much. We were talking for a long time, and then he asked if I wanted to come back to the same spot in a couple of days, but, like, just the two of us and have drinks and food and just, like, chill.
Aw. Okay, so how was that date?
I thought it was amazing. Like, it was just relaxed. It was so easy, like, to talk to him, but now he's not calling me back, so I guess it wasn't that good.
You said how it's been how long since you heard from him?
I mean, like, a week, which is, like, I don't know, it's like frustrating because he's literally the perfect guy for me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. After one date, you know that he's perfect. Wow. So how did the date end then? Did you guys kiss at all?
He said that we should, you know, he gave me the, like, we should do this again sometime. And he gave me a really nice little kiss on the cheek, which I like. I like that he didn't like try to go in for it right away after the first date. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Like, I mean, we just like ordered some basic like appies and stuff and just... Like, he even set the tone right away, like, hey, I just want this to be chill. Like, you seem super nice, so I just want to get to know you. And I was just like, perfect. You know, it's not somebody who's trying to put on this big show for me and pretend to be this, you know, rock star or something. He just legit wanted to get to know each other. So, you know, like, I ended up finding out where he went to school and found out he loves dogs. You know, like, the fun stuff that you want to get to know about somebody, you know?
Well, I mean, it sounds like you had a really great time. So was there like any point in the night, though, that you think that it seemed off at all?
No, that's just it. Like, that's why I'm so, I don't know. That's why I'm so confused, like a little hurt, too, because I usually have a decent radar for like if a date's not going well.
Right. And like if he's completely ghosting you, then that's a clear, obvious sign that something happened.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm actually like super freaked out where I'm like, oh, my God, were you a cheater? Were you just in town for like... And, like, I hope not. I'm just also, like, I just want to know what's going on.
I know, because usually it's not that, though. Usually it is whatever somebody that, you know, the person did.
Right, and you can't think of anything that was, like, awkward or anything that could have ruined the date for you. Any reason that he would be ghosting you?
No, I mean, unless he thought that I was, like, talking too much about myself, but I feel like the conversation was balanced. I don't know. This is the thing about the dating world that, like, drives single people crazy, because then you're just, if you get ghosted or if you don't have follow-ups, then you're just paranoid, and then you self-analyze to the nth degree.
And how did the date end?
Like, it was a first date. I actually appreciate it. He didn't go crazy. Like, he said we should do this again sometime, and he gave me, like, a nice little kiss on the cheek, you know, which I thought was classy.
Kiss on the cheek. You guys make plans to go again, like, hey, we should do this again sometime. That kind of a feel to it? Okay. So he didn't just bounce and then that was it.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call him and see if we can figure out why he's ghosting you, okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll do it right after this. We'll continue the first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jill is on the phone, and Jill is being ghosted by a guy named Ben. Been about a week. She's tried to text him a few times and she's heard nothing since they met. They met while they were both out at a bar with separate groups of friends and they spotted each other. They talked and then they actually had a date at that same bar. And Jill said it was an amazing date for her. She thought he was awesome and now he's not calling her back and she has no idea why. I'm going to call him right now then. Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right. Just want to get this figured out.
Here we go.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ben, please?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
My name is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
And mine's Alex from The Jubal Show.
And your name is Ben.
Whoa, I want a prize or something?
We're calling you because it's a first date follow-up. So you went on a date with someone, and now you're not calling them back, and they emailed us to figure out what happened.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Yes, I do. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
Does her name happen to be Jill?
It happens to be Jill.
Correct.
How come you ghosted her?
Oh, man. You know, it was kind of hectic. You know, I've been dealing with, you know, it's been real rough. I feel bad about it, but I've been going through, you know, some hard things lately. Yeah, it's been rough.
What do you mean by that, though? Like, did something happen after you guys' date?
Yes. It had nothing to do with her, nothing at all.
So did you like Jill?
Yeah, of course. I like Jill.
Okay.
She was very, very cool. I like her a lot. She's beautiful, too.
Okay, so then what was the reason, though, that you couldn't just tell her that you couldn't see her again instead of ghosting her?
I mean, you know, this was the thing. You know, my best friend, he cheated on his girlfriend. So I've been dealing with that like all week, you know, trying to hang out with him and make sure, you know, he feel better, trying to help him out.
And what, she left him or what?
I mean, yeah, but see, the issue was I'm pretty much friends with the both of them. So I've been, you know, on both sides hearing it, you know.
Oh, okay. So you're like the middleman in between him and the girlfriend he cheated on.
Well, who are you closer with?
I mean, he's my best friend.
Okay, but like, if you really like Jill, though, like, how come you didn't text her back?
Yeah.
Why aren't you talking to her still?
I mean, to be honest, I felt like I let things go too far. Like, I had a lot on my plate, and I definitely like Jill a lot, but I feel like I just let things go on for too far, and now she might not text me back or hit me back. I think I let it go too far. That's why.
So you think you were, like, too busy trying to deal with the situation that you were dealing with. So you were
waiting too long,
unavailable to hit Jill back up after she texted you or whatever. And now you feel like it's just been too long.
Yeah, I let too much time pass. So I feel like, you know.
How long was it until you felt like you wanted to text her back?
I wanted to text her back the whole time, but it was like after about a week and, you know, I didn't respond. I just was like, yeah, she's probably moved on and forgot about me, you know.
Forgot about you. She texted you a few times and you didn't respond. So, like, is there anything else for real?
I mean, yeah, you know, she sent me a text. And I was going to text her back, but then my best friend, he just wouldn't shut up. So I was dealing with his situation and I had intentions on texting her back, but time passed and, it took a long time to text her back. And I just felt like, you know, she just, you know, moved on from there and she might not respond if I text her back. So I just let it go. But I definitely wanted to. We just, you know.
Okay.
So you just felt like it was too long and she was going to think you weren't into her. So you just didn't text at all, where she really would think you're not into her.
Yeah, it was awkward. I didn't really know what to do.
Well,
I didn't want to bother.
You know what else is awkward? I don't know if you forgot or not, Ben, how these work, but Jill is actually on the phone and wants to talk to you.
What? Oh, my God. You serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Serious? Jill, are you still there?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on? I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really sorry I didn't text you back. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, that sucks about your friends and the whole cheating thing. It sounds like it's been hard.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I've been, you know, put in a weird position, and, you know, after a few days went by, I was nervous about, you know, texting you because I didn't, you know, I thought too much time went past, and I didn't want to, you know, bother you, and, you know.
I mean, I get that, but, like, no, I definitely would have answered. I mean, I had an amazing time on the date, and I really like you, actually.
Yeah, me too. I like you a lot. I like you a lot.
I mean, like, should we go out again then?
That's like the one thing that I know that I can do well in this segment. And you just try to steal my sunshine,
Jill. It's okay.
Then just
do it, sunshine.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
Thank you. Ben, would you like to go on another date with Jill? We'll pay for it.
What? I would love to.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yay. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yo, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, do me a favor, okay? Like, congratulations, both you guys. Jill, congratulations. You got your second date. You found out that it wasn't anything with you. It was just Ben thinking, overthinking things, way overthinking.
It would be
things.
Weird, though. I would think that he has a girlfriend or something.
Yeah. So I think congratulations, Jill. You got your date.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
And Ben, you definitely overthink situations for sure.
Yeah, I've been told that my whole life. My whole life, since I was a kid, I was always told that.
Like, you way overthought that, man. Like, you could have texted her back, like, 2 days later and seen how it went, but instead you just gave up because you assumed it was too late texting her back. And, Ben, you know what? You need to work on the confidence a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wanted to text her, but I didn't know what to say, you know, because time passed, and it was like I didn't just want to pop up like, hey, remember me? I'm such and such, you know.
It was less than a week. So you got to like work on your confidence a little bit. And I'll tell you the first step, okay? Because confidence is attractive. People like confidence.
Absolutely.
So I'll give you the first step today to creating a more confident Ben.
I appreciate that.
I want you, after this phone call, I want you to go straight to whatever drugstore is near you.
Okay.
I want you to find the deodorant aisle.
Okay.
And I want you to pick yourself up some Old Spice Swagger.
Old Spice Swagger?
Swagger, yeah. Okay. Because you need a little bit more swag. Because you need a little bit more swag. Start with the Old Spice Swagger, then like wear your own swag after that.
Okay. Yeah. I might have to try that.
You know the Axe where the girls can't keep their hands off from the commercials?
Yeah, Axe body spray.
There you go.
Yeah, I saw that commercial a lot, yeah.
No Axe.
Okay. Jill doesn't want any Axe, so don't get the Axe body spray.
I'm glad you let me know, because I was going to grab
it. Right. Okay, sorry for recommending.
Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jubal's first date follow-up.